Welcome to Shom Machshav on the Daf. The Shurim Perek Chelek Responsor Lui Nishma Asar Miak Hashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the last Daf of the Masechta. And the Gemara concludes by saying, how great is the effect of a tzaddik in the world? The Gemara concludes by saying, tzaddik ba'al olam, toiva ba'al olam. The tzaddik came to the world, that brings toiva to the world. What is the pshat? This is the siyum. This is the ending of the Masechta. This would conclude Masechet Sanhedrin. What's the message over here? But maybe one could suggest, based on what we learned throughout this last perek, Perek Chelek, Masechta Sanhedrin is the Masechet of Din. Din is judgment. Din is what a person regrets if he did something wrong. Arba Mises Bezin, we discussed in length throughout the second part of the Masechta. Every person gets a punishment, Sanhedrin or there, to make sure that everything is going based on the din. But if you stick to din only, if the only thing you have in the world, so as Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, because Boch wanted to create the world with din, but Rosh Ein Olam Iskayim, the world cannot exist if you only go based on judgment. As we mentioned just a few dapim ago, this is the big mistake of Anshei Zdoim. The people of Zdoim made that mistake of connecting to din and din only. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the world is, Allah HaMachshava Livrei Sa'olam Min Dasadin, but Rosh Ein Olam Iskayim, he saw the world cannot exist. Shitif Imoy Midas Arachmim, you need to have mercy together with the din. Din only doesn't work. We mentioned in passing, what is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that a Rasha is somebody who treats everybody around him b'midas adin, but it himself he treats with rachamim, with chesed. While a tzaddik does the opposite. For himself, he's very strict. He's very measured. But for others, he's all with chesed, with rachamim, to bestow good on others. That's the true Rotzer Hashem. That he should have din in the world, but it should not be a strict din. Should be a din that a person has done for himself, but he gives and he takes care of others. On tzaddikim it says, brought down, let me first explain it, Chanina ben Doiso, kol oilom nizoy mishu Chanina bni, v'chanina bni dailo mikav shecharuvim mehev Shabbos lehev Shabbos. Chanina ben Doiso is God Odor. He for himself, he has nothing. He has only a little bit of carbs, that's the only thing he eats. But the whole world gets a full shefa because of him. He's mashpia kol oilom kulot. He doesn't allow the world to be judged by midas adin the way he treats himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the world the midas adin, but he wants to have the midah of rachamim, of chesed, coming into play. And seemingly this is the message just a few lines ago that said to Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi came to midas adin and said that the people of that generation, of his generation, don't deserve rain. V'char of Hashem. Should not be rain. He takes the mafteach shel kshomim and he stops the rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Ein olam iskayim." You can't be so strict to me, the sadin. That's not how the world functions. You must have your leeway, and that's the whole message. He takes back the mafteach shel kshomim in order to bring rain to the world, even for dori over the zora. And this goes back to the message of this parak. The Maharsha alludes to it here as well. But we'll go back to what we mentioned at the beginning of the parak in the name of the Leshem. So the Leshem says that the reason why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah is because Olam Haba is promised to every single Yid. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Everyone in Klal Yisrael is for sure coming to Olam Haba. He needs to go through some pathways, through trials and tribulations to get to Olam Haba. But it's guaranteed. The Torah is a Torah of Midas Adin. That's what the Torah is revealed. The Torah says you have to do yes, you have to do right, and if you don't do it, Chas Hashem comes the opposite. But Olam Haba is given even for the Rishayim. They eventually get to Olam Haba. So it can be mentioned in the Torah. So as we end the Masechet Sanhedrin, the Masechet of Din, we come to the final perek where we start called Yisrael Yishlam Chelek L'Olam Haba. To mention that even though this din and a strict din in the world, but at the end of the day, the midas harachmim comes into effect and promises v'yi to get to Olam Haba. And we end the parak with the message, tzaddik ba'al olam, toiva ba'al olam. There's a tzaddik, the tzaddik is acting himself in midas hadin, but he ensures that the world has toiva, that the world has chesed, that all the shefa in the world comes through the tzaddik.
He brings the true Rotzen Hashem to the world, that although he's very careful, and he misnag im atzmo, you mean the sedin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagdig im chasidov b'mid the sedin. But the world itself has the rachmim and chesed, they ensure the toiver in the world. And that's the mid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnag with all yidin. That even the ones that don't deserve, even the ones that are not tzaddikim, they have the toiva that brings him lo'ilam abo. And with this we conclude the short machshava shiurim on Masechet Sanhedrin. Once again, we're zoiche b'siyata dishmaya and b'schus harabim to have a short machshava on every daf on the Masechta, and especially to be able to imayin and to expand upon perek chelek b'siyata dishmaya. To continue the shiurim on the entire Shas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.